We bring the prisoner's family. We have the contact list on the screen here, so we can just put the name of who their family member in.
So you do all the dialing and the communication and the arranging times and all that.
So it means they don't have any access to this bit, but we can monitor it from this screen here. When Noel arrives, I'll show you the way it is. We can see Noel and we can see his family, but they can sit in there and talk privately. So they can.
Okay. Do you want to go on and have a wee seat and then?
Yep.
So when the call's ongoing, there will be someone here watching it throughout?
We have, this is our class office here, and there'll always be a member of staff at this desk. And it's not that we're constantly watching it, but it's even that you can sit at the desk and have a glance over and see that everything's going okay. Noel, do you mind if we come in?
Hello, well, what about you?
Hello, Noel.
Well, everybody well?
Hello.
Everybody okay? You can see the house and all there, and you can see what's, you know, even the wee dog there, you know, the wee dog running about, the things you wouldn't see in ordinary visits, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's the dog
Scruffy
called?
A Scruffy, look. Do you
Scruffy.
See him? That's wee Scruffy there. Aye.
And how many children do you have, Noel?
I have 3 kids.
Mm-hmm. And guys, how do you find getting to talk to your dad? How do you like that?
It's really, really good.
You must miss him a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard, Noel? Is it hard to see your kids now and see them at home?
I'm in a year and a half now, so I'm in the last year, so things is getting better. Mm. It was hard to start now, to be honest. But the Skype has made it a whole lot better. We just chat about their school work and all that there type of thing, you know, what way they're getting on to school. And they're all into the football.
Do you tell them much about in here?
I do. I tell them what I'm at and, you know, I walk down to the joinery shop there and tell them what I'm making.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I'm over here in February, got the first Skype. It was just changed the whole. I hadn't seen home like in over a year at that stage, you know. That's my mum talking there now.
Is that your mum? I wonder, could we get a word with her? What's your mum's name?
Marie.
Marie, how do you find the Skyping with Noel?
Brilliant. Brilliant. It's great that you can see your son as often as possible.
Does it make a big difference?
Oh, it does, yes. Oh, Noel can see around the house and we can bring the iPad out the back and you can see. Just, it's better for him.
Some people listening to Noel might say, you know, well, you're in prison for a reason and maybe you shouldn't have these kind of privileges. What would you say to someone who might think that?
Jeez, I don't know how to answer that one. I don't know how to answer that. I can see their point as well, you know. You'd say, well, he shouldn't be getting any of these type of things, but this is a privileged wing here. You know, we've, you know, we've done a lot of work to get over to Foyleview.
So, Judith, we can see there, I suppose, firsthand the impact this has had on Noel. Do you think it's, it would be an idea to roll this out in a lot more prisons?
Oh, I think it would be a fantastic thing to roll out into the prisons in this day and age. There's no reason, and I mean, the setup of this, that's the only thing that costs is the setup, and the calls are free. So I could see easily that it would be a good thing to roll out even to the wider prison for those who maybe are on enhanced regimes, or I think it would be a good move. Does, because it shows out there what they are missing, and when they come here, really all they lose is their freedom, and that's a big loss. And this, things that have changed around the home, they're missing out. I think it's the realisation of that.
It's an eye-opener.
It is an eye-opener indeed.